just at the, on the left here. Interesting building to point out, just coming up on the right, just outside the park, is the new building for Foreman Salmon Factory. I don't know if any of you watched the programme Building the Dream. Some nodding at the back there. But that was one of the buildings or the businesses that was in the middle of the park and then had to be relocated. So the ODA worked with the owner. They're one of the country's preeminent manufacturers of smoked salmon. They have a brand new building, which is also in a lovely salmon colour, which I think is very appropriate. This is our on-site laboratory, just here on the left.
So we're still on the bus, on the bloggers 2012 tour.
We're not just recycling soil on the site, actually. We're recycling the buildings as well. So, as I mentioned, if a building has had to be demolished, we have a target of 90% recycling. So all the cobbles, bricks, pavers, etc. The aim is that we will reuse them on the site in pathways and planters and other features.
It's all very positive stuff.
So, just going to come up now to probably the centrepiece of the entire park, which is the Olympic Stadium. I'm sure you've already seen this travelling around through Stratford Station. It's very prominent now as a landmark within London. So this is obviously going to be the centrepiece for the Olympic and Paralympic Games. It's going to be the site of the opening and closing ceremonies of both games, with an estimated audience of about 4 billion people if Beijing has anything to go on. It's also going to be the site for the track and field events for the Olympics and Paralympics. The features to point out, actually, doors aren't open tonight, so you can't see, but there is a sunken bowl, which is the kind of the core of the stadium. It's an 80,000-seater stadium, but it's intended that the top part is demountable, so that we'll be able to take off everything above the concrete level. Above the sunken bowl is going to be taken down after the games, leaving 25,000 seats. So 55,000 seats will come off. So pretty much everything, the black and white steel that you can see, is temporary and will be there till games time.
All set for Leighton Orient.
A sunken bowl with 25,000 permanent spectator seats. And this will form a community facility that's going to be a lot more manageable for the long term. Obviously, we've got Wembley, which is a 90,000-seater stadium, so we don't need two enormous stadiums. So the design itself has very much been planned with that legacy use and the operation of that in the long term in mind. The other features are cable-supported roof, which obviously you can see the roofing is going on now. It's not quite a full circle, but it's certainly getting there. That's the white steel. And there will be a canopy that reaches two-thirds of the way across into the stadium, and that will provide shelter for spectators in the case of bad weather. And the intention is also that we will have a wrap of some description, a fabric wrap, some kind of wrap that will wrap around the stadium that will provide shelter for spectators. And it will also be a really great canvas that we can project images on, creativity in some way. You can also just see there as we go around, there's a big hole. That's not a mistake. That's going to be where the giant screen is built for people in the stadium to see action close up. All the services for spectators are going to be clustered around outside the stadium in little pods, so all the souvenir sellers, all the programme sellers, little refreshment stalls, etc. And again, that's part of the legacy planning, so that the stadium can be quickly converted after the games themselves. The area on this side is going to be the holding area for performers in the opening and closing ceremonies. So in just over 3 years, there'll be a lot of nervous people standing around outside waiting to go on stage. The stadium's been built by Team McAlpine, and they're the people who built the Arsenal Emirates Stadium, so obviously they've got a really good track record. It's quite astonishing, really, because everything that you can see above ground today has been in the last year. Tomorrow, in fact, is the first anniversary of construction on the Olympic Stadium. So it's pretty impressive that it already looks very much like it's going to. You should be able to see as we go around also that the stadium is actually pretty much on an island, surrounded by waterways almost three quarters of the way round. There's a number of temporary bridges going across at the moment, but spectators will have to cross onto the island site. So it's a nice kind of, it's a very spectacular kind of frame for the stadium.